interesting. Bazooka did not tell me exactly what style the new gun was. They might share whether it was a share Kovish, whether it was a share Stockholm, whatever. So I will share with you something I'm working on right now. This is not a completed product, but it's in the middle, and hopefully I'll start it and we'll work it out by a little bit and interest you, and you can follow up on it if you like. I'm sure, I don't know if the rabbi keeps it in this language, but I'm sure you're aware that there's a journal called Kahira, the rabbi. Bazooka had an article, not in this one, in the previous edition of Kahira. This edition came out a couple of months ago, and there's an article, where, mostly in English, but there's an article, one article in Hebrew, the two articles in Hebrew, and the next, the last article, is called Hilsa Art of the Parisa. Dear Kodesh Mishitasa Shalom Rambam, by Gustav Rabinowitz, who's the rabbi there on the shul on the corner of 27th Street and in New York. For those of you who are interested in the topic, I am not going to do exactly what he did. In fact, I disagree with many of the things he writes in the article, but the article touches on the same topic. This year, everybody knows that every Shabbos after you finish the Kriyas HaTorah, there is HaTorah. And we're always talking about the Chumash, and whatever it says that HaTorah is, that's the HaTorah. This year is of particular interest because the general rule is, and I'll go into the history, and we'll look at the Gemara. The general history is that starting with Shabbos and Thomas, for the next 10 weeks, we do 3 weeks of Paramisa between Shabbos and Thomas and Tishbah. We do 3 Haftaras that have to deal with Paramisa, building up to the concept of the day of Tishbah, which is called Pesach, and then we have Shiva and Chemda. We have 7 Haftaras of Chama, Mishayim, and Reed, where he talks about what will happen in the future, and although they saw what the goal is for what they did, but ultimately they will be redeemed. Almost none of that is in the Gemara. Maybe one thing is in the Gemara, and I'll discuss that. Most of this is not in the Gemara. Of particular interest is this year, because this year, within those 10 weeks, there are 2 weeks. One was Shabbos or Shabbos Shabbos, which came out of Shabbos, which was Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is on a Sunday. Now, generally speaking, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Sunday, we have a special Kriya. We don't do the Kriya of Parsha. We do either the Kriya Hashemayim Kesei, or we do the Kriya of dealing with Yosef and Dovid Bamach Chodesh. Question comes up during this particular year, those 2 Shabbos, what takes precedence? Do we do the Shloisha, the Paranisa, and Shiva to the Kanda? And we don't do a Rosh Chodesh, we don't do Hashemayim, we don't do that one, and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Hashem will not be doing on the Kodesh, right? Because what takes precedence is the period of time that we're in right now, or no, since it is Rosh Chodesh, and since it is the day before Rosh Chodesh, that takes precedence. That's the question. So if you take a look in your Chumash, in most Chumashim, they will mention to you that there are all kinds of halachim, there are all kinds of things people say, some for one thing, some for something else. It's not clear. So Baruch Hashem, that's why you pay rabbi big money. The rabbi in front can tell you what to do. Hopefully the rabbi in front remembers from the last part that happened or looked it in for the week to realize what was going on, so he looked it up. But if you take a look, I have a different translation because I have the big commercial, you'll see it says, fine, I'll do this, I'll do that. It's all over the place. Okay. What I'd like to discuss tonight is how does this come about? How does it come about that we have no unanimity, no agreement on any of this on what we're reading? What is this all about? Where did that first come from? And why these new differences? And what are legitimate differences in Kriya Sahasrara? And what are not legitimate Kriya, speculative Sahasrara? Okay. So I would like to begin with a couple of missions in Megillah. Has anybody learned Megillah lately? Okay. I want to ask you a question about Megillah. Anybody learned Megillah lately? Okay, there are a number of relevant missions. The first Mishnah that's relevant is the Mishnah of Kohath. The first Mishnah in the third paragraph of Megillah. Now, it's only the third paragraph you open up the Gemara. You open up the Mishnah, it's the first Mishnah in the fourth paragraph. Because Mishnayos, for whatever reason, decided to switch the order of the prophet, which we're not going to get into, places here to discuss it. So we have a Mishnah here, and the Mishnah discusses how many people you call up for the Torah for every different situation. If it's Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos by Minotaur, you call up three people. If it's Rosh Chodesh, you call up four people. Right? And it goes through Dantiv, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and regular shops. And it goes through it, no problem. And then the Mishnah says also, I'll read part of the Mishnah. Shein v'chamisha v'shabbos v'mincha, shein v'chamisha v'shabbos v'mincha, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos v'mincha, korim shlosha. Call three people. And comes to the hand, they were seeking for you. You want to go for less than 3 months for one. The Mishnah tells you a concept of Hakara. There is a concept of Hakara. There is no Hakara on a Monday and a Thursday or Shabbos by Mincha. That's what the Mishnah says. So then the Mishnah goes to every situation and then tells you on Rosh Chodesh there's no Hakara either. On a regular Shabbos that comes out in the middle of the week. On Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, there are Hakaras. And that's it. And the Gemara will explain why. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has now, this is the first time where the Mishnah is discussing the idea of Kriya Torah and saying that a program. It's not telling you what to read, it's not telling you what's program. No, it's simply telling you this is what it is. What's the origins of Kriya Torah? Where did that come from? Kriya Torah, where did that come from? That's, we know that's the Rambam of Hilchus Tzviva. Then you don't get the Rambam, but I'll read it quick. That's okay, I have the Rambam over here. The Rambam says, no, but who's, not why he was the sacrament, but who is the sacrament? Moshe Rabbeinu picked him ahead of Yisrael to Gemara. Rambam is getting it from Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu picked him ahead of Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Hilchus Tzviva, very few days later. Moshe Rabbeinu picked him Yisrael. She occurred the Torah of the Rabbi, the Shabbos, the Shavim, the Chamishi, the Shacharis. Mondays and Thursdays were the Shacharis. Today, Shleimei, this is Shleisha Yom. I want to go 3 days later for that Torah. The Ezra has self been thinking she ain't covered by the mincha of the whole Shabbos. Ezra threw in the mincha part. We should yes, shake the lovers, whatever. But now the thinking she occurred the shame of Hamisha Shlosh and the other. Before that it wasn't three, one person was sufficient. But the Hebrew part was the Ezra of Shabbos. So he instituted some of the more, the finer details of the Kriya is attributable to Ezra, but the concept of Kriya Sefer is attributable to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Gemara. The Mishnah doesn't say it, but it's a Gemara. We don't have to remember. The Mishnah doesn't say it. Gemara doesn't say it. Rambam doesn't say it. Nobody says it. Where does this come from? How do you know that? Good. So there are later sources, and I'll read. That's why I took the Yom Kippur. And I'll read the Yom Kippur. This is footnote 8 in that Mishnah. That's why I issued the God scroll. And it says, God scroll says, follow. Rishai, the Trani, cites the view of Rabbeinu Tam that Ezra instituted the practice of reading the Torah. Now, what you said, he says Ezra instituted that. Again, it's not brought down anywhere in the Gemara, and Rambam doesn't. Rambam starts talking and he'll still, he'll talk about davening and laying and whatever, and he'll talk about the Haftarahs. Never say where it came from. Why did he put out the Russian name? Doesn't say anything. Yeah, that's in the Gemara. I think it's above comma. I think it's quotes from Alice and things over there. He cites the view of Rabbeinu Tam that Ezra instituted the practice of reading that Torah. Right? Ezra was the one who did that. I haven't seen the Rabbeinu Tam inside, and I don't know what the source exactly is. I'd like to see the wording, but one of the things that would come to my mind is that Ezra was part of the Anshe Knesset Sakola, and one of the things the Anshe Knesset Sakola did was the canonization of Jewish scriptures. The Kisvei HaKodesh were completed by the Anshe Knesset Sakola. So it seems to me, obviously you couldn't have a Kriya get something of Ermah Dovah. So, closer to the Kriya, and this is what we read from the Kriya, there is no Kriya, there's no Kriya. So, but it would seem to me, it's quite logical that if Ezra is the one who's fixing up Kriya Sephora, now that we're also doing all Kisvei HaKodesh, and we're including others, let's throw something in Kriya also. But I don't know if the Rebbe Tam says that, I haven't seen the Rebbe Tam side. Then he says, according to Sefer HaTishbi, see, also I was wrong, which I have not seen it's right. The practice of concluding the Sabbath Torah reading without Torah dates from the time when the Syrian Greek rulers of Eretz Yisrael prescribed the public reading of the Torah. They asked it. As a substitute, the sages ordained the reading of the selection of the prophets related to the weekly portion. On festivals too, or later, selection of the prophets was substituted for the pertinent Torah reading. When the Greeks were driven out of Eretz Yisrael, okay, the Greeks were somewhere at the place of the Gemara, in the Zohar, right? Of course, the front part, first 150, 180 years of the first place of English. When the Greeks were driven out of the Israel, the original practice of reading from the Torah was reinstituted. Nevertheless, the custom of reading related selections of the prophets was maintained. He says it, I don't know what the sources are, and those are the two kinds of little things that are put down. It's interesting that nobody, like I'm only mentioned, now doesn't say we have the sources, but he doesn't even say, I don't know the source, or there's anything about it at all. To be that way. So we know very little about where this started from. And the next thing would be, so, okay, what are the rules? What are the rules that are related? I know when to read our Torah, the commission tells me when to read our Torah, but what do you read exactly? Doesn't say it's Mishnah. Okay, then we turn to a Mishnah. I'll turn briefly to a Pelis Mishnah in Megillah, which is a Mishnah on the Lamed of the Beis. And the Mishnah over there says the following. Now, the Mishnah is not going to tell you what you read on Shabbos. We all know that there are different customs about Shabbos, what you read. We read an annual system when we go through the Sefer Sakhar, the Sefer Torah, every year. There was a triennial system, which the Gemara of Megillah mentions. There was an old Vinig Gemara, which if you look at the Rambam, you'll see must have existed in his time. And there are others who, from the time of the Rambam, I think his name, the guy in the Marco Polo, what's his name? He used to travel around. He said he was married, he was in Cairo. At the time of the Rambam, he said there were two shuls, he went to the shul where the people from Pharisees grew up, who were there, they made their own shul, they went on a triennial system, and then he went to the regular shul and they read an annual system. So the concept of what you read, we're not visual mention that at all. But the Mishnah does mention here in the list at the end of the parak, the Mishnah does mention what you read in the Torah. The Pesach part of the Parshas, Mayav Shofar is Kahana, the Atzeres, Shil Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Mechad Shishvi. So the Mishnah goes through all of the different Kriyas, not the Shabbos Kriyas, every other Kriya, for Yom Kippur, for Rosh Chodesh, for Kindness, and the Mishnah says exactly which you read over. By the way, you don't always do what the Mishnah says. You've got a list, but the Mishnah gives you a whole list. Mishnah never comments at all about a person. Doesn't say what you read, it leaves a blank. So we have two Mishnah. The Mishnah at the beginning of the third period, which told you how many people call up to the Torah and said it is when you have a Torah. The Mishnah at the end of the Masechta, which told you exactly what you read on all kinds of holidays, right? But never mentioned anything about a person at all. And then on that Lamed, right after the Mishnah, is a long Brisa. And the Brisa tells you what you read and also what the Kriyas HaTorah is, not always in agreement with the Mishnah, and also what HaTorah is. And in that Brisa, there's in this first a Mariah statements who say, well, even though we don't do what the Brisa says, we read a different Kriya, we read a different Akara, and it says a whole piece over here. Okay? This is all the Laman Al-Mu'ala from an Aleph. It's a very long page, and it's a Brisa, it does mention Akaras. Mishnah never mentioned Akaras, the Brisa does mention Akaras. But in that Brisa, it's clear that they didn't always read the same things, that in certain places they read one thing, and then as time was going on, they were reading something else. The one interesting statement relevant to what, specifically that what I began tonight with, is the statement, the last statement on the page. Amar Rabuna, Rosh Chodesh Tov Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, which is 2 weeks ago, right? Rosh Chodesh Tov Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, okay? What did we read? What did we read? You have a Chumash in front of you. Oh, the Chumash in front of what you read. I understand. The Machlokes, there's a Machlokes, what you should read, okay? And what the difference is, take a look at that Haftorah, which is that first of Maseh, right? The first of Maseh, correct? Right? Now, if you read Rosh Chodesh, then you're going to read. If we don't go that, then we read that Torah, we read that Torah from. That Torah from Yerya, right? Yerya Beis, right? Shibuk, correct? What did we read, and what did we read last week? Take a look at Torah from Devarim. Turn to that Torah. Right? Let me read you the Gemara. The Gemara says, Reshlein is Chol Shachol Yis B'Shabbos 2 weeks ago, Machtirin Choshechem U'mayadeichem Son Anashi. Not the Reshlein is explaining at all, right? Not Yisur V'Hashem. Where's this from? Choshechem U'mayadeichem Son Anashi. It's the Haftarah for Devarim. Take a look. It says, try to stumble sugar in, I think it's supposed to be Gimel. In that Haftarah of Chazam, and the Tar of Chazam is supposed to be the Shem from Adeka, it's supposed to be Dalla. Try to begin. Right? So they read the Mishnah. The Gemara tells you, read Chazam. Now, it didn't say Chazam, because what the Gemara is telling you is read Chosheikhem and Mayadeka. The Gemara wants to get the best of all worlds. So the Gemara, on the one hand, wants a copy of the Rosh Chodesh. So it says, hey, it says Rosh Chodesh here also. So I'm doing Rosh Chodesh. At the same time, I'm getting Yeshaya, which it talks about Parnassus, right? So it says, read Parshas Chazon, that particular Parshas. No, you don't start the Shechem Hagedah. He calls it that because he says, read the part that has the Shechem Hagedah. And why did he express it that way? Because it is Rosh Chodesh, and he didn't want to give up. Now, why did we read Hashemayim and Kesey? Why did we read that? No, why did we read that Rosh Chodesh? Why did we read that Rosh Chodesh? Because the last pasuk is V'hoyim v'chodesh v'chodeshoy, v'shabbos v'shabbat. There's a pasuk at the end of that Haftarah that says v'chodesh. So there's one pasuk that goes very slavish, so very slavish. Very nice, okay. And the Gemara says to do it on the previous page. The Gemara says very slavish, that's what we read. So the Gemara here is telling you, wait a second. Rabbuna says, I got a better idea. I'm on Shabbos in the middle of the 3 weeks. If it's Rosh Chodesh, I can satisfy everybody. I can get in a pasuk of Rosh Chodesh, right? Not your pasuk of Rosh Chodesh, a different pasuk, but so what? Right? And in the meantime, I can also reflect the what's going on during this particular week. Doesn't mention he has any concept of any other week. That's all it says. Doesn't say Shabbat or Shabbat Shalom. Doesn't say anything of the Torah. Right? Now, I'll come back to this in a second, but let me first address it. Conceptually, forget about this. Conceptually, what is true about every Haftarah, you would think? What would you think is true when Haftarahs were chosen? What was there that they were looking for in Haftarah? That has something to do to reflect some part of thought related to the person. Correct? And you look through, I think, the Feinstein, I think, and the big articles will tell you on every particular Haftarah how it relates to the power. What's the thought that he's trying to express? Right? Do we ever have a Haftarah that has absolutely nothing to do with what's being read, but it reflects what's going on in this particular period of time? It has nothing to do with the Kriya, but it reflects what's going on. Do we ever have a Haftarah like that? Now let's take a look. Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says Rosh Chodesh is what you read. You read Hashemayim. But that's okay. Because what's the Kriya on Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You read the regular Parsha, right? And then you read the Haftarah, the Haftarah.
But that's
all.
But you read the Haftarah only because of the mind. You read the Haftarah only because of the
Haftarah. But that's fine. So
the Haftarah is based on the same thing, but it's not.
My question is, can a Kriya not be related to anything that you've read? Any Kriya Sakara, can it be a different concept not related conceptually to anything that you've read in the Torah? The only example that the Gemara has for that situation is Montefiore. Which I will... See, that's why, like I said today, if I had 4 hours, I'd get the Montefiore and I would show you that it's not correct, that Montefiore is sort of related. But, in generally speaking, what we read in the Haftarah is always related to the last thing that you read. So therefore, Marta talks about what happens if Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh, Adar, and Shkolim. Right? You have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Adar, and Shkolim. Right? What's that third? Who gets it? If it wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh, it would be Shkolim, would be the Haftarah. Right? What's that third? Who gets that third? Does that third go to Rosh Chodesh, or does that third go to Shkolim? It goes to Shkolim. And the reason it goes to Shkolim is because there are two issues going on there. The first thing is, excuse me?
Not the scholar.
Because we have to be done in two different things. the first thing we're going to have to decide is what's the sequence of laying. So the sequence of laying would be the regular parsha that comes first. Then it's we do Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chol, and Chodesh, and the Father, Kaidim. So we do Rosh Chodesh, right? That Rosh Chol of last, Rosh Chol is last, Rosh Chol gets that third, because it's last. You go with the last thing, right? So every time we owe you, the general rule is go with the last thing. Let me give you an example. Tyson says the question of Gimel. Tyson asks the question of Gimel. This goes to what time? 9:30. Tyson asks the question of Gimel the following. See, for this thing, I hate the offshore because I got 36 pages. Okay, here it is. Tyson has a question. Tyson wants to know, why don't we have a mafia, not a per, why don't we have a mafia from Parshat Pinchas every Shabbos? Every Shabbos, every Yom Tov and every Rosh Chodesh, we always talk about the Kabbalahs of the day, right? We talk about the Mishnah, what you have. So, why every Shabbos? Yeah, that was Thursday, the regular Shabbos. Was there a Muslim on Shabbos? Absolutely. Is there a Pesukim in the Torah dealing with the Muslim? Absolutely. Why don't we have Shabbos? Any answers? Place is a couple. Any answers? This place the book you on out because of the bad questions. First place to give you is place a couple of practical answers. One answer place is given. He says that if you look at the parsha of Shabbos, there was two psukim. Masorah of Shabbos only has two psukim. So there's a minimum of three. You need a minimum of three. I saw it before that. If you got a minimum of three, then we'll stand in the portal. But after we'll work around it. If you don't have your core of three, we're not giving you any precedence.
It's related.
It
doesn't matter.
Well, you just have to.
It's the idea related. So if you can't keep it from happening, there's no relation. As long as it's related to your mind. You have those two
consumers. Right.
Those two relate to Parsha, right?
No, they relate to Shabbos.
You relate to Shabbos.
Yeah. But the Pesukim before have to do with something else. The Pesukim after have to do with Shabbos. So the question is that if you want to mention Shabbos, and I'm going out of my way to do Shabbos, you have to have at least three core Pesukim dealing with Shabbos.
But
so
that don't call any answer you think that's a free.
No. Not a curry, it's not for
any mafia.
Any mafia? Oh, she says like this. Now, we sometimes go beyond three psukim if, let's say, on regular Rosh Chodesh. Right? On regular Rosh Chodesh, we read Shabbos. Also, maybe before we read up, because we want to have that psukim. At least that psukim, right? It's okay if you have the core psukim, it's okay for you to stand right and left up beforehand. But if you don't have the core, more than two core psukim, that's the first pair of confessions. The second characterization that says it's a more practical answer. He says it's impractical. If you're going to do that, then what's the harder going to be in the Shabbos? What's the harder going to be in the Shabbos? If you read a Muslim from Parshas Pinchas with respect to Shabbos, that's going to be the last Kriya. Therefore, the Hakkarah is going to have to be on Shabbos. The theme of every Hakkarah is going to be Shabbos. It's going to have to do the center. That's not good. We don't want that. Okay? That's the place to say this. But I just like you should start with how can this call Shabbos being on the Shil Yayim? Right? The E Karina, the Shil Shabbos, and King Charles, I have to be the soul of the guy. I'm going to Shabbos, pull out first, and do that one. Everything is going to be the same if you did not do that. The place gets out, the place is one more territory. The first two corruption seem to be logistic and practical, right? But you see, place has held that it was important, the last, the Hakkarah must somehow be related to the last Kriya. So the Kashi is now a Pisces. How does it know that? When we have a riot from the Gemara that you just brought, from Machachavish, which is the only example in the Gemara, the Machachavish, the Pisces is on Sunday, right? What do you mean? So that Shabbos, the day before, forget about it, denying it, nothing to do with these weeks. Regular year. So for Shaitis is Sunday, we'll read Mokha Chagish the day before. There's no Akhira, the regular Akhira is the regular, I'm sorry, there's no Makhira, regular Makhira is just for the Sefer. We read Mokha Chagish now. Right? So you see, we do go out the Chagira, if Mokha Chagish is the way you simply read it, the way that it has nothing to do with the Korea of that Shabbos, then here's an example of something that you're reading that has nothing to do with it. Right? So the higher high places go is cloud is the correct law. The higher it's belied by this speech of Gemara. Not only is it belied by this speech of Gemara, but if you look at our Minhagim, we have lots of times we have nothing to do with the Sefer. First of all, these 10 weeks have nothing to do with the Sefer, and has nothing to do with any career that we're doing except maybe the shortest, whatever it is. But otherwise, this has to do with Yom, right? And also Shabbos HaGadol. There's a special Hakara for Shabbos HaGadol. See, the other four, the regular four parshas, is a Kriya. But Shabbos HaGadol is not Kriya. And yet we read Shabbos HaGadol Hakara. So how do we, based on the places in the Marta, seem to hold is a fundamental requirement that the Hakara is related to the last Kriya? How do they explain what Gemara says we lost the tradition, right? And how do they explain that we have now reached a point where we have 12, 13, 14 Shabbos of the year, where we're reading based on the time and other elements related to the Shabbos that has nothing to do with the Kriya?
Well, it's supposed to be the one that said that the last part of the reading has to relate to the
Alpha. Right.
You want to say that?
That's, I read this, the Tyson says it right here. That's why he explains you can't get on Shabbos, because Rosh should always have to read the second prayer, because it has to be shown from Shabbos. And the Mordechai will explain the reason why on Shabbos, Parsha Shkolim is like Shabbos. That the reason you read the Hakara of Shkolim, you don't read the Hakara of Chodesh, even though Chodesh ended up on Chodesh, is because the Chodesh got to get first, but can't think, but the, along with that, I mean, I'm well off the dollars. It's like in the football game, when the point goes, I mean, you have two choices, right, at the beginning. What's the two choices with the, when you put the coin at the beginning of the game? Who gets it, who receives, and which side you kick with the winner against the winner. Now, whoever puts the coin gets one choice, then the other thing is the other choice. You don't get both of them. So if Rosh Chodesh took the Kriya because Chodesh ended up on the Kriya, then it has to depart to Rosh Chodesh to Shkolim because that was the last Kriya. Okay. Let me get back again. So what we have here is this: we have a statement in the Mishnah in the third parak, the first Mishnah, saying that there's a concept of Kriya Sahara, which we know from other places, and how many people you call up. Gives you a concept of Hatara, which we have no knowledge of where this started from, where it came from. There are people make assumptions, but there's no evidence, as far as I know, of any of this stuff. Right? The Mishnah never said what exactly you read, other than saying you read. The last Mishnah in the Sefer discussed what you read on the Yom Kippur. Didn't mention anything about what you do about Hakharis. The Brisa mentions what you do with people, does mention Hakharis, but immediately shows that they already don't agree and they go off and do other things. Right? There's one more mission. There's a mission that's okay. And the Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah is, it says that they used to have an interpreter that besides reading the Torah, they would have somebody up there who would translate. So everyone understand. So it says, now, Master Reuben Nigra Belenatari. The mice of the story, when you read the story of Reuben, not such a nice story for those who are not familiar with it. So, we'll read the Hebrew, we're not going to have the interpreter translate, because if you don't know what it is, then you better off not going. So, the mission goes through, there are certain things in Chumash we don't want, it's not nice, it's insulting, we're not going to translate. It says at the end of the mission the following. Master David Amnon, the story of David and Amnon, which is not a very nice story either. That's the story of plumber, and I'm a, right? And there's an account that says, explain the Croyan to the lawyer's hiring. Don't read it and don't translate. Or you can read it, but if you read it, don't translate. What kind of thing is this? Look, Rashi. Bahar. It's not hard. Because if you want, he's not talking about Kriya Satira. You can't hear the story of Amnon Pamas and Nogi. It's not Kriya Satira. So Rashi, the Mishnah, is telling you that what you cannot read, or maybe if you want to read it for Hapara, what you shouldn't translate it. So we have no Mishnah telling us what to read Haparas, but the Mishnah does seem to slip in a rule that the Hapara makes us off limits. This piece of the Navi, don't read this piece of Navi, it's not appropriate. Okay? So the test of Mishnah says, based on all this, he doesn't read all these rights, but the test of Mishnah says, based on all this, read what he says. Venera Shalom, this is the test of Mishnah, Hilchos Tefillah, Yud Beis to Yud Beis. Venera Shalom, Hoyim Lehem Oisus, the man of Haparis, the voice, the man of Hayim. It's clear to him that the reason none of this doesn't mention anywhere in Mishnah what to do is that they didn't have a Haparis, the voice. It was a free fall. There was a concept of a prayer, but you weren't pigeonholed any part into any prayer. Elephal Echo, Mayamafte, Indian, Shemiro, Shuhu, Misyakas, Lafasha. It was open to whoever wanted to. He should read, you had to read something from his lobby, read something that you feel is appropriate. The Gambus Manenu Zeh, today, Yesh Kilit bin Hogim Akharis. So you can see, but we see right now they're different than Hogan. So because the Mishnah says, it's clear to him that the reason the Mishnah doesn't have specific Haftaris, it didn't want to be specific Haftaris. It said, we're not going to restrict you. Take something, read something that you think is appropriate, that's fine into it. We'll give you certain rules. If it's embarrassing to somebody, don't say it, or even if you say it, don't have an interpreter there. Rules will give you, right? But tell you what to say, that's up to you. So we see the evolution now. So we start with the Mishnah that said there's a concept of Kriya of Hapara. Again, we don't know when this started, but it was a free form Kriya, which was read what you want, and I'm not quite sure what you want. Means anybody who got up can do whatever he pleases, or maybe even the Chachamim can decide, right? Then you get the Braisa that starts saying, well, wait a second, you know, we started to try to coordinate this and get specific things. And then you have the Maraim saying, you know what? We don't like that. We need something else. So the Maraim are taking the advantage of the fact that it was not Kavua, right? And they did something else. Right? Do we have that right?
How do you get the first one?
How do you know?
How do you know the first one? How do you
know the first one? What?
That it has to be connected to.
No. What Kesedish is not saying, do whatever you want. He says, Mafi Inu Shinimu Shumishakas or Parsha. He said, had to do it in or with it. Whatever the thing is, they can read it. That he doesn't deny. That's true. But there's a lot of room to maneuver. I hate to probably read that part, it's a little difficult to figure out what the relationship is. The Mishnah on Kopala says, you read that part. The Mishnah on Kopay says, these are pirates, you don't read at all. This part of Novi, you can never read at all. Or if you do, don't read the paragraph. The Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah never mentions what, tells you what to read for Kriya, never says what to read for Torah. The Braisa says what to read for Torah, and the Gemara has the Amorite saying three different things. So there's still obviously flexibility, and clearly we don't do it, we just forget about the Shabbos and strike us off. We don't know what the Gemara does either, even, and why the Rambam does possibly report this Gemara. But the Rambam read was not the reader. I don't have time to do that, but I want to do just one more thing to complete this thought. There was obviously a lot of fluidity and flexibility. Right? My question is, does that fluidity and flexibility carry over? Okay, so it's basically as long as it's related, whatever it is,
the
door. He said, no, he didn't say that exactly. He says, unlike today, where, read it again, Lion of my star, first before is Kamayu Hayani, El Fulhever, one second, the Gambis, my name is Zed, and even by us, yes, still have been talking about first. Amol was in the times of Mishnah was a free for all. Today we have the Hoggit, right? We have the Hoggit. But he said, well, you'll see there are different Hoggit in different places. So does that give us a right to do different things? The fact that there are, so it was never Kavua, and certainly from the Amorayim who saw that they took advantage of this to do whatever they pleased, right? Okay. So does that carry over to today or not? So I want to read to you a super proclamation. Excuse me? Okay, well, how do I ask? Hey, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us.
It was a minute.
Is it because they didn't have a minute? Did they want a minute? Obviously not, because the Gemara was ready to grasp the result to what they're reading, right? I assume the price of men didn't do this, right? Tom's going to write and say, we're going to do that, right? So, at what point does something become ingrained so that if we lose flexibility, and even though conceptually this is not something that requires, that conceptually shouldn't be regimented, but once we do it regularly, it becomes regimented. Well, let me go over here. Let's say right over here. Since the Chumash over here is telling you there's all kinds of people doing all kinds of things, so can we head up here on Shabbos morning and say, okay, we'll pick one of these eating in the night. Everybody put your hands up, and we'll take the majority off because each of these has a source. Or no, is there a minute in this place? Right? And if there is no minute in this place, is there one Kriya which we will say without a minute, this is a Kriya category? Is there such a person? Here is your truth for a question. This is Chet Aleph. What? So, for example, Tila. The concept of Tila is the Arisa, right? Is the form of the Tila your answer? No. Is there differences in still joining? You see, fire into one thing, we do something else. There's a famous Balamar in the Sefer Zevayim. How many brothers are there that still is of Rosh Hashanah? What else is of Rosh Hashanah? How many still are there? In the Shemayin Esrays of Rosh Hashanah, there are multiple essays, one essay. There's Shach Pincha, right? There's Fire at Night, there's Shachris, there's Musaf, and there's Mincha. How many Tillis are there in the short? They're all seven except Musaf, which is nine, right? The Hapless Times of Shachris. So for Palamar, I remember when I was a young man, all of them were. Now, Balamor lived in the 1200s, right? Do you remember? Could you imagine? I mean, what would they call the shul now if we decided we're going to change from a 12 to a, from a 9 to a 7? I don't know. That would be school more. Let's take it. So, certainly was it. I mean, that minute, that must have been in place for quite a while. I'm assuming somebody was switching something over here. Either the 9 had been in effect for a long time, he was shaking it. Let me read to you the. Or you say, hey, they're Rishonim. Those are the Oinim. They are in different levels of us. They can decide what is most appropriate. We don't have the proper people to be able to make this decision, or even if we have some proper people, they can't get together and create anything. So, I'm enough. They can't agree because they have a group. Here's the... That's on tape. Let me read to you from her version. This is Es Adam Bey Tukshin Yadav. So we have 54 years ago. Ma'a Shapira, he said, here's the story that happened. Sheshnei Yalodim Lomu HaTaris Hashem Uzi. Parshas of the Kaisa. If you take a look, you'll see Parshas of the Kaisa, HaTaris Hashem Uzi Yalodim. That's that term, Parshas of the Kaisa. There were two kids who had adopted to the Shabbos for a mitzvah. What happened was, so both kids prepared Hashem Uzi Yalodim, not realizing that both of them had bar mitzvah the same Shabbos. It comes a couple of weeks before the bar mitzvah, Lobo, something through it, both of them can't get maliyah. What are they going to do? The left should love the Zelabach like the Pesach Nessus. You're going to get them to a fight. The head should look to heal them. I'm not sure what the heads of it, I'll break off with the hill, I don't know, maybe some will get angry, some will get doomed, I mean, there is a potential problem here. Okay? She'in roitzu l'cholet l'shem yon. L'chari, okay, let's people are, okay, let's move make two rooms, do that. They didn't want that. Everybody with all our friends here, we want everybody to hear everything. They didn't want it to bother. Okay? So, came up with the following. One of them will get Bahar. They'll move up his coming for a week. He won't move up to Bahar. But the kid insists he doesn't want to learn another Bahar. He wants to be Hashem Uzi Uzi. Can he read Hashem Uzi Uzi and Hashem Bahar? That's the Shia of the Bahar. Okay? So, for Elisha, Hine, in Hoyim is Diamond Zed is Shabbos Aheris. If it was any other parsha except Bahar and the Kaisai, I would say no. Here I have an idea. Because if you look at the Rambam in Ahava, at the end of Ahava, the Rambam lists all that parsha, right? That you read. The third of the Rambam says to Bahar, he's Hashem Uzi Uzi. Not Abba, but I really read Hashem Uzi Uzi on the Kaisa. The Rambam says you read it on Bahar. Right? So he says, like this. Anyone who is coming to Kaisa, anyone who is trying to slip out of Kaira Kaisa, you can't switch it. Kiba Asmeinu Einen Yechonim Loimu Shad Parashu Chayev Slav Parashu Shekar Mishu and Zu Asher Nidmoro. Even if it seems to me this is appropriate parah, we have no right to say it's appropriate. That's not what we were given. That's not our minute. You can't decide what you think is appropriate. I believe this parah Hashem Uzi the parshas Bahar. Nekivan shel haramba Hashem Uzi the parah parshas Bahar. Right. Therefore what? Of course the Rambam says it's okay. Therefore what? You can do it. Why? No, Dr. Mishra said. If it wouldn't be a bar mitzvah, you couldn't do it either. But it's a shas atchak, and there is a potential hefsid baruma, and therefore, even though this is a das yochid against what we do, but it's a das yochid, and you can rely on a das yochid and shas atchak, and then go ahead and do it. But if it wouldn't have been a shas atchak, it would be a regular shabbos, the guy who wants to read it, even if the Rambam says this is the appropriate kriya, it's too late. We have our minute, and you can't break our minute. It's only because there's a potential shas atchak there, and it has a baruba that will lead way for it. Okay, I'm going to stop here. This is part of a much longer piece where I undertook a lot of the points.